paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. The chaos, the carnage from Cleveland. Let's do this thing. The National Football League draft. We expected a wild night, and ooh, it's been wild. Trevor Lawrence goes first overall. No surprise there. Zach Wilson goes second to the New York Jets. No surprise there. The surprise starts with Trey Lance, but we were not surprised. They didn't trade up a month before the draft to get Mac Jones, who just went 15th overall. Listen, I don't pretend to be Mel Kiper Jr. I'm better than he is at this. I'd like to see how Mel Kiper's props would do if he bet. I don't pretend to be Mel Kiper, all right, or Todd McShay. I actually like McShay, and I like Kiper too, actually. I'm not throwing him under the bus. But with that being stated, you know, I had Mac Jones going to the Minnesota Vikings, the Patriots, the Steelers, i.e. mid-teens, early 20s. Like, I don't know what the hell people were like. Really? Third overall? As if. Cash it. Cash the ticket with Trey Lance. I was going to say Trey Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance. Hey, TL. The timeline, baby. Kyle Pitts. So, I like what a lot of teams did. All right? I think the Jaguars are morons. I think the Jaguars should have taken Justin Fields for... I'm kidding. Listen, I do like Justin Fields. I got no beef with Trevor Lawrence. It is what it is. I like Trevor Lawrence. I think he's going to be... He could be a star. All right? Trevor Lawrence, the best prospect to come into the National Football League since Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning was the best prospect to come into the league since John Elway. And both those guys won multiple Super Bowls. All right? Yes, Andrew Luck was a big-time prospect. And Andrew Luck was sort of groomed to be a National Football League quarterback. But I think Trevor Lawrence is a better college quarterback than Andrew Luck was. I think Trevor Lawrence is better than Andrew Luck. I think he's better. Like, all around, like, if you put him, you know, comparable to when they were coming in. Now, let's see Trevor Lawrence do this right now and prove it. I have my question marks about Urban Meyer. And speaking of which, congratulations to Urban Meyer for getting through the night without any violations or getting suspended yet. Didn't break any draft rules, I see, this evening. Where do I have problems here? Kyle Pitts? I can't say, you know, how the hell are you going to say you got a problem taking Kyle Pitts fourth overall? Kyle Pitts is going to be a Hall of Famer. Ja'Marr Chase, as much as I think he's awesome, the Bengals, that's the first mistake of the draft. The late night anger management class has begun. Bring it.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
Yay! We thought so.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I just can't live without rage at all.
Oh.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lamorenzi. Is it payday yet? I think it might be, huh? It better be. As I know we're getting paid due to the NFL draft props that we put in here this evening, but I think I deserve extra money for unusual stress, pain, and suffering that I go through on a nightly basis. But that's besides the point. We absolutely killed it this evening. And the National Football League draft was expected to be wild. And I think it has delivered when you consider the end result and where the players have ended up when it's all said and done. And I like a lot of it. I like most of it, actually. And I'm supposed to rage and tell you why everything sucks and why everybody made a mistake. But I really can't tell you this, except I can tell you that we're on the clock as far as, are we done now? Are we done? So, yeah. It actually stays under offensive players. 18 offensive players. Son of a bitch. I thought it was going to stay under, and I bought into the hype. 18-14. Do we have Teddy? Is Teddy in the house? What's up, Teddy?
18 and a half was that number, right, for offensive players?
Yes, sir. And it finishes at 18. The last three players are all defense.
The last
came
five.
Down to the last three. Yeah, but it came down saying that. So was it the last five when it was all said? I checked in after three. I was like, oh, boy, we need for the last three. But you're right. Yeah, from 28 on, you're right. After Bateman, the last player, offensive player taken, it was Bateman at 27. Bateman
yeah,
at 27.
So you said you weren't going to rip every pick. I can rip every pick if you want me to, literally. Yeah, except for, I mean,
right.
Trevor Lawrence, I'm not going to rip because that was the right pick. But after that, I don't know.
All right, let's jump in. I'm in a rip happy mood, actually. All right, so let's go rapid fire through each one here, all right? And I wanted to get into it with you, not so much grades, because I hate that stuff. Like, you know, I mean, we haven't seen anyone play. We don't know. We could grade this draft in 3 years. That's what we'll grade this draft. But I do think that there's some of these teams, there's an impact on you know, some this year, Teddy. There's so many good players. There's going to be a lot of some of these guys really will have an impact right away. So, and some of them will have a negative impact right away. All right. So Trevor Lawrence, what's there to say about Trevor Lawrence? I said earlier, though, I think he's better than Andrew Luck coming out of college. They said, oh, he's the, you know, Andrew Luck, John Elway type stuff. I think Lawrence is better than Luck. I have my questions, though, about Urban Meyer being successful in the National Football League. But I like Trevor Lawrence. So there's nothing to judge there. Second pick, I don't like. I think Zach Wilson's going to be a bust. I think they should have kept Sam Darnold. I think Mac Jones is better. I don't even like Mac Jones. I didn't think Mac Jones was going third overall. But I think Mac Jones is better than Zach Wilson. And they got him at 15. Jets get him at 2. So Zach Wilson to the Jets. Your take on that one?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 0. You
know?
Yeah. It's the Jets. Okay, let's start with that. It's the Jets. So you know that no matter... again, the organizations with the history of bust after bust after bust in the first round. And it's funny, you talk about the draft grades. One of the things I always do is go back and look. You know, last year, the team with the highest rated draft, the team that, oh, they're going to be much better. They're definitely contenders now. That was the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas wasn't a Super Bowl contender last year.
Their quarterback did get hurt, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah, their quarterback did get hurt, but I hear what you're saying.
They weren't a Super Bowl contender before that.
I don't disagree with that.
And the other thing that you see, okay, so the other one that stood out to me, again, so I went back and looked at the Chiefs' grades when they, you remember, they moved up to get Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
C's, D's, and F's across the board of Kansas City.
Yeah.
So the pundits are always wrong, okay? The GMs are often wrong. and it's easy for us. Again, we watch more college football than any GM does. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's a fact.
I've seen him play 20 games. You know what I mean? I followed his career. Zach Wilson's not an NFL quarterback, starting quarterback. And somehow the Jets just fall in love with the guy that they think there is. Go look at the track record of the second QB drafted. It's ugly. And it gets worse after that. We get to Trey Lance, who San Fran traded away.
All right, well, hold on. We'll get to Trey Lance in a second. But as far as Zach Wilson, I completely agree. You look at the competition. He had a nice pro day. They saw a couple of – they wowed him with a couple of throws. He's a good kid. I think they think he won't get in trouble. It's New York. He's a Mormon, et cetera. He's not going to get caught up in the party scene and all that type of stuff. But I don't buy it either, bro. Like, I think he's going to – like, I don't want to pick on a kid. I think Zach Wilson, if he would have landed on another team in a different situation and he wasn't thrown into the fire, maybe. But – you know, he's going to have white guy speed in the NFL. His little mobility is going to be slim to none suddenly. He forces footballs. He's going to have big problems. And, you know, we'll get to the win totals after, but I agree with you. So, but Teddy, so listen, so Trey Lance, and for the record, Teddy, I called this. I won the bet. I hit it. Trey Lance, I never believed they were trading up for Mac Jones. I said it would be Trey Lance. Yet, Trey Lance reminds me of the Mahomes deal to Buffalo that you just referenced. When people said, what the hell, they traded up, and you said he got C's. Well, I see Pete Prisco here. C minus, Trey Lance. I don't see trading up with two first round picks to get a guy who's so raw and needs time. He has skills, but he needs time. Well, yeah, that's why they have Jimmy Garoppolo on the team still. And all the idiots, oh, they're trading Jimmy G. No, they're not. No, they're not. They even said, we told Jimmy G you're going to be here and develop a quarterback. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't have a problem with Trey Lance, Teddy, and let's give the kid a chance. Let's give it a couple of years and see whether it plays out. But I think Trey Lance next to, you know, listen, I'm a big Justin Fields believer, but next to Trevor Lawrence, I do think Trey Lance has potential star upside. And him with Shanahan, you're going to doubt this? I think the Niners, I got no beef with this, Teddy.
So, if you're just going back to Zach Wilson, one last. The comp for yeah. me for Zach Wilson is Mitch Trubisky. Okay. He's a
Trubisky, yeah. Yeah, okay,
one
I
good
get
year
that.
In college.
Yeah.
One good year, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's a man. You know, look at that college speed. That's my comp. When it comes to.
I think Trubisky's better.
Whenever just we're sense. Talking about the North Dakota State of the world, your minds often go to, you know, okay, Carson Wentz or your Joe Flacco's, you know, your QBs out of the D2 schools. And, you know, I mean, they traded a lot to get Carson Wentz, you know, if he's as good as Carson Wentz.
Do you not judge? Know. Can you not respect and give Kyle Shanahan and say, well, Kyle Shanahan knows quarterbacks, and this was the guy he wanted. He had his basic pick after these two, after Wilson. So, you know what I mean? It could have went Fields. And they did this. They didn't trade up. I think they knew the whole damn time all this crap they didn't know. They knew the whole time it was Lance, bro.
I don't know that for sure. I wouldn't. And again, they mortgaged their future to get this guy who's going to sit on the bench and now not be surrounded by first-round draft choices when he gets his shot because they traded them to get him. It's too much for a quarterback. And your top of the first-round quarterbacks, you got the third one? No, it's not his choice. His choice would have been Trevor Lawrence. All right?
Well, he wasn't getting Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, but they wouldn't exactly. have traded up unless they really liked this kid. They would have just said, well, we're going to bite the bullet. We're not getting Trevor Lawrence. But I'm
not. John Lynch took a lot of hits, man.
You're right. Listen, Lynch and Shanahan's reputation are on the line. The Yorks aren't going to accept this if it backfires.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring it.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game, and then there's knowing how the game is played.
We're the second part.
Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge.
Come and get it.
Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down. The National Football League Draft. It's our draft special. Teddy Covers kicking with us. Wager Talk in the house. Julio will join us from Chicago a little bit later on. So let's send it back to Las Vegas, Nevada. So me and Teddy can go through as many picks as possible. And, you know, Teddy, so I wanted to recap, actually. I want to recap, sort of throw in win totals here. It's early, I get it, but they are going to change, and it's interesting. It's a 17-game season right now. So the New York Jets, and I'm with you. I'm not buying into Wilson here. They're going to have to play him, Teddy. You traded Darnold. He's a second overall pick. You're hyping up how good he is. You're going to have to play him. As of right now, they have James Morgan and Mike White as their quarterbacks. So, you know, I don't know, are they going to sign a veteran quarterback now? But their win total was 6.5, even in a 17-game season. And I like Vera Tucker as well. I hit that prop under 16.5. But what do you think about 6.5 for the Jets, Teddy? If Zach Wilson's their starting quarterback for 17 weeks, I don't think the kid will make it through 17 weeks. He's going to get hurt, to be honest. So what's your take?
There's no chance.
No chance he makes it.
Yeah. Which means you got Mike White or whatever, whatever.
James Morgan.
Veteran.
Or whatever,
backup.
They're stiff. Sage Rosenfels off the retirement list.
Exactly. The moral equivalent thereof. So my first thoughts whenever I'm looking at win totals is, your division mates. All right. What'd your division mates do in the offseason? Well, let's see. Buffalo's a legit Super Bowl contender. I'm really high on Miami. All right.
Yeah.
And, I legit think the Dolphins are going to be in the mix this year. And New England got a whole lot better. A whole lot better. So, even with Mac Jones, so you put every other team in the division got better, and the Jets are starting a rookie, and a new coach, and a new system, and a new all that. Of course you look at the Jets under. It's the only way I would consider betting the Jets right now.
They hold your money for a long time right now, but the numbers could change as we go along. For the record, the Jags also with a 6.5 up on the board. What do you think of that, Teddy?
That's an even stronger under than the Jets.
Stronger.
I'm a Trevor Lawrence believer.
Are you an Urban Meyer believer?
The Jags have. I'm not a Jags roster believer. You know, that's a roster that had that. Name me one unit of strength on that roster.
No, they've got a few good players.
Not the running back.
The young kid. They got a young wide receiver. Robinson's a good running back. Like me personally, I don't like them taking ETN. I get it that it's Lawrence's teammate and stuff, but Robinson was rock solid. You need depth. You didn't need another running back, in my opinion.
I'm with you, although it cashed the over two running backs or over 1.5 running backs in the first
round. Damn right, Teddy. So did I. Nice. Good job. So Teddy's saying strong 6.5. So like San Francisco, I'm curious. So the 49ers, yet Jimmy G will be the quarterback for the 49ers this year. Trey Lance isn't starting in week one.
Most likely not. Agreed. However, you know, Jimmy G's not a guy with a spotless track record of staying healthy either. You know?
Yeah.
How many good seasons has Jimmy G had in his career? You know, what do you make the over-under for?
One and a half, two.
Well, for Lance starting. How many games, you know, there's a 17-game season.
Well, that's a good point. Garoppolo won't stay out there. Yeah. I'll say by week seven. How's that?
Yeah. San Fran just went from an over team. Now, San Fran is a team that legit, like, you look at the roster and you think about what happened last year, and you're like, yeah, maybe we bet this team over. And you look at the QB they drafted, and you look at Garoppolo's one good year, and you say, maybe we bet them under. So, the San Fran's one team that the draft has, in terms of a gut reaction. It changed my whole gut for the 49ers.
Interesting. Teddy Covers kicking it with us in a San Francisco 49er win total, a robust 10.5. A robust 10.5. So you got to be 11. That's actually pretty high, Teddy. With the 17-game thing, it's going to take a while to get used to it. But I mean, these son of a bitches got to go 11-6.
Yeah. And again, but from a divisional standpoint, one of the issues with the Niners, you know, yeah, I don't think
Arizona's damn good.
A lot better.
Arizona did.
And I don't think. I don't know that Arizona got better.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll take it team by team. All right. So Teddy, I love the hate tonight. Just bring it. No, under. No, fail.
Oh, they're all wrong, dude. I'm telling you, everything is wrong. We keep going.
Okay, next one. Kyle Pitts, Atlanta. What did you think?
So if ever there's a team that had 15 needs, and Kyle Pitts is the best player available there. I don't disagree with that concept. But is the Falcons' biggest need really a wide receiver and tight end and offensive skill position talent? You know, they need offensive line help. They need all three units on defense help. Do they need Kyle Pitts as a luxury for them on an area of the team where the strongest area of the team is their skill position talent? You know, they had lots of weapons the last 5 years, last 3 years or whatever.
And I agree.
So I like Pitts, and nothing against Pitts. It's the wrong pick for that team. They had to trade down, and they didn't do it.
I can live with that, but under the circumstances, Pitts just so damn good. But this problem is, if Matt Ryan's not mobile and he's old and doesn't have the arm strength that he used to, and you don't have a ground game, doesn't matter if you have Jerry Rice on your team in his prime as well. I totally get that aspect of it. And I was wondering if the new regime would sort of say, no more shiny toys. We got to get smart here. We got to get smart. So, but the thing is, I am so enamored with Kyle Pitts, I can live with it. The next pick, this is where I got a beef with. Joe Burrow was literally in a hospital bed. Like, Joe Burrow got killed. You already have T. Higgins. You got Tosh Boyd, who's damn good. Like, you got a quarterback that was literally in the hospital for half the year last year, guys. Like, returning from surgery, that we don't even know if he's going to be the same player he was. He's definitely going to lose some of his mobility, Teddy. Dr. Chow told us, said, yeah, this Burrow kid, there's no guarantees he's ever the same, actually. And then you just get another wide receiver? To me, that was the first one where I'm like, dear God, you had to take Sewell. Remember last year, Teddy? Oh, man, the Bengals got to get Sewell, and they're going to tank to get Sewell. You're drafting fifth, you could get Sewell, and you don't do it.
Preacher the choir over here, brother. You know, I mean, if you watched Cincinnati games last year, you watched a rookie QB take hit. And I'm looking now, he only had 32 sacks. It felt like he took twice that, you know? I mean, he just took so many hits.
Running for his life, too.
Knocked him out for the season. Yeah,
and
Burrow knocked
hits,
out for the
yeah.
season again this year. You know, again, the shiny. And I get it, you know, that it's a league where the quick strike touchdowns, the legit playmakers, the guy that you get the ball in their hands, they're game changers. I get it. But it's not your only need, and when you're a team like Cincinnati that just invested in a franchise quarterback, it's flat out stupid. End of story.
Bengals also 6.5. Also 6.5. Another under?
Not excited about betting them over. I'll put it that way. Although, again, division-wise, you know, Baltimore is going to be there. Cleveland's going to be there. Pittsburgh's an interesting story. I don't know how good the Steelers are going to
be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Cleveland, you're right. Baltimore really improved their wide receiver corps on the offseason and the draft, etc. All right, so next pick, Miami. I'm with you. I'm bullish on this program. I don't like it because I'm a Bills fan, but I'm obviously I can, as a neutral observer, I like the program that these guys are putting together here. I'm a Tua believer as well. I'm not ready to throw Tua under the bus because of last year or anything like that. The kid was 6-3 as a starter, actually, too. Like they won when he started. Now they'll have even more talent around him. But I find it interesting. I'm not saying Tua. We talked about this with Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible, Teddy, earlier in the week. I'm not saying that Tua had any power, right? Tua doesn't have power. He's hanging on to his job. So I'm not saying Tua has power, but between Waddle, Devontae Smith, he threw to these guys. He knows them. You know what I'm saying? So they could actually talk to Tua and say, listen, who did you have a better chemistry with? Who'd you connect better with? So let me ask you, do you like the Waddle? You haven't liked one pick yet. Did you like the Waddle? Was it too high? His over-under was 10.5. He goes 6. Did you like them going with Waddle over Devontae Smith? Well, what'd you think of Waddle here to Miami?
So the next couple of picks as a group, I thought were probably the best group of the draft. Miami did everything right. Yeah. Miami's doing everything right now. If you're a Bills fan, you don't like this at all. You're a Patriots fan, you don't like this at all. But the Dolphins, they had two picks. I don't argue with either one. I really don't. And they're not a team with 100 needs. They're a team with a handful of needs, and they did a pretty good job of fixing them.
Yeah, Waddle's a real playmaker, guys. He's a real playmaker. They're going to be a load to deal with.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
As we stated, I do think Tua is going to be fine moving forward. More with Teddy on the other side. The Dolphins win total 9.5, shaded to the under, though. Don't forget, 17 games now. It's only you're going to do the math. No, 9.5. All right, so you got to be 10-7 to win the bet. Bring it. More with Teddy on you.
Sports info is everywhere. We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game, and then there's knowing how the game is played.
We're the second part.
Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge.
Come and get it.
Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Mo, want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't cut out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. Throwing it down with the great Teddy Covers. Las Vegas at Nevada. As of course, Vegas is buzzing NFL draft, but Vegas will be buzzing with people betting NFL futures. And NFL, of course, is king. We're about 5 months away from the start of the season. And if anybody that was watching and wondered, oh my God, look at all the people in that room. Unlike the UFC that made you sign a waiver in Jacksonville that says if you get sick and die, you can't sue them for COVID. Everybody was vaccinated. That's the rule. You had to be vaccinated. Proof of vaccination. To get into the NFL draft. So it's great to see the progress. Congratulations to the governor of Ohio. He's done a great job throughout the pandemic. And just great job by Cleveland putting it together. And especially, too, like I said, I'm not an anti-COVID or I'm not Anthony Fauci either. But I'm in between. And like I said, I'd rather go to an event knowing that everyone's been vaccinated as opposed to going to an event where they make me sign a piece of paper when I walk in the door saying, listen, if you get sick and die because none of us believe that COVID is real, So I like that. If you don't believe it's real, why do I have to sign a waiver? Right? It's like Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't believe in climate change as president, of course, but for his golf club in Scotland, he wants to build a seawall due to climate change. But nevertheless, do as I say, do as I do. Teddy Covers kicking it with us. So, Teddy, let's keep on raging right now. So you like the Dolphins. You like what they're doing here. 10-7. Hard to argue that this team's not a 10-7 football team.
Yeah, I'm not going to be betting against Miami. Miami's a one way. They're bet on or you leave them alone.
All right. So
believer. I'm a Brian Flores believer.
This next pick, I can't believe, and I'm curious to know who the Lions were going to take, Teddy. Because the Lions, this is like they're rebuilding a house with like bullet holes all over it and stuff. You know what I mean? They bought a house in a bad part of town that's beaten down. And they're like, oh God, where do we even start? Like you know, it's one of those type of deals. I don't think that they thought that Sewell was still going to be there, Teddy. And I give him credit. You're sort of starting over here. You have a new coach in Campbell. You got Spielman in here. He's talking about like eating your legs and breaking your kneecaps. You've got Jared Goff as the quarterback. They like him. The new president of the Lions is the guy that drafted Goff with the Rams. So it's not like, oh, they're stuck with Goff. No, they brought him over. They bring up Michael Brockers from the Rams as well. So they got to build. To me, Teddy, the Lions are going to transition from this team that's playing from behind all the time with a quarterback that throws for 330 and never wins to let's play some smash mouth football, right? Let's give the ball to Swift, build a foundation. To me, I wanted to go Parsons or Sewell there, just a foundation. Get that badass linebacker, get a badass lineman. You got to start somewhere. Love the pick at 7. Do you agree?
Yes, it's the right pick for Detroit, a team that is, you know, so many holes that you got to start somewhere. But it's a bad organization. Think about who the Lions, it's just on the offensive line, all right, in the last decade, all right, you know, Riley Reiff, he didn't work out so much. Lakin Tomlinson, is he still in the league? Taylor Decker, nope. Frank Ragnow, nope.
Yeah.
This is their fifth first rounder on the offensive line in the last decade, and the first four all failed. It's a bad organization. Detroit will continue to pick wrong even when they pick right.
This is bad football in the state of Michigan, Teddy, unfortunately, as you know. bad football across the board. You know what? I wasn't overly joyed with the hiring of the coach either, to be honest. I don't really care about eating kneecaps and all that type of stuff.
Not.
But yeah, like I know, Teddy. Yeah, like I would have went a little bit more modern, Teddy. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I would have went a little bit more modern.
Want,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not about rah-rah. It's about, you know, it's about little, tiny little edges. What's the difference between a Belichick or a Brian Flores or an Andy Reid compared to your other coaches? It's not like they're motivators. No. I'm going to teach you a technique that you get off the line 1/10 of a second earlier. Or I'm going to show you this on film, and you're going to have 1/10 of a second more quicker reaction time for this play. And it makes a difference. We're going to run through walls.
I think Joe Judge did a good job of that, of doing sort of the rah-rah stuff, but at the same point in time, you notice the Giants' defense and the progress. They were in the right place at the right time more than they used to be type of thing. Same players, but just a little faster suddenly, right? Like, you could tell. I'll give them credit, and I question the Judge hiring at the time. I'm high on the Giants, actually. I don't love drafting another wide receiver when you got Galladay in here, too. But,
no.
You know, that's another story.
What the Giants
you know,
did.
Yeah, he didn't like that either. We'll skip. I don't want to skip around with teams, so let me just keep going here. Carolina, can you argue with Carolina taking J.C. Horn? I can't.
Best pick in the draft. Panthers are a clear over for 2021. They're my number one over on the board is Carolina.
Really? And you like, I know, and you like the Darnold stuff, I remember from last week. You like Darnold with Carolina, right? Just for the record, we need to get to some Lions.
No, Bridgewater's or Darnold's not looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, Lions are 5.5, guys. It's shaded heavily to the under. Lions are 5.5. So I remember last week or 2 weeks, we were talking about Darnold and we were talking about the Panthers and everything. And I remembered your bullishness on Carolina. So you maintain this, and now they add a nice DB. That, like I said, this draft is so good, guys. Like, Horn's a starter in week one, Teddy. Like, you got a new starting cornerback now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Denver's got a new starting cornerback, too. Coming next. But yeah, I like Carolina a lot. I think they're a playoff team. Carolina to make the playoffs is absolutely something I'm going to be looking for.
Ooh, 7.5 is the win total, too. 7.5 for the Carolina Panthers. So we get into the Denver Broncos. You know, so I don't know. Are you buying? What about the quarterback stuff? They decided there's all the heat about Denver with the quarterback. I never really bought it. So they bring Bridgewater in right now. They go defense. There's rumors that Aaron Rodgers would play for Denver. I don't know, whatever. I'm not buying into all that crap. But I like the Patrick Surtain. Listen, they've always had a dominant defense, Denver. Their secondary's aged a little bit. And it wasn't quite as dominant as it has been. This kid is one of the best defensive players on the board. I got no beef with this pick.
Love it. Love it. Broncos are bet on all the way.
All right, Broncos. Teddy said Teddy's.
And you bring in Bridgewater, that lights a fire under Locke. And if Locke can't play, Bridgewater can. You know, yeah. Denver over. What's their total at?
Yeah, Denver Broncos. You know, some teams have taken off the board for whatever reason. It's frustrating. So I'm looking around here. I'm popping around. The Denver Broncos are one of them. The Green Bay Packers have been taken off the board too, Teddy, in some spots today due to this Aaron Rodgers stuff.
They're all going to bet. They're going to play them under.
Yeah, hey, it's a good point. You're right. Everyone's going to jump on it. I'm going crazy. I'm scrolling. There's no Denver. And I'm looking at two different places too. I'm looking at two different places. For whatever freaking reason, it's driving me nuts, Teddy. It's like I'm getting angry about this now. I'm like, why?
Yeah, I got
why?
It.
Where
somewhere.
Is it?
And I
got
it on my phone, but I'm talking to you on my phone.
All right, somebody in our chat, tell us, what's the Denver total? What was the Denver total before they just pulled it down? 7.5 it was. Yeah. I don't know why they pulled
like
it, Teddy, but it's not up right now. 7.5, that's what it was.
You know, I get it. It's 1 a.m. I'm sure it'll be up in the morning, dude.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Teddy, I want it now. Why'd you bet that? Why'd you take that down, you bastards? Hey, I know. Imagine the one guy calling. Hey, where the hell's your Denver win total 5.5 months before the win of the season, Teddy? The hell's wrong with you people? It's 2 a.m. and I want to bet you're right. Sir, we're readjusting the number. It'll be up in the morning, jackass. All right, so I was like, wow, division rivals that hate each other trading. I wasn't really into it. I wouldn't like want to help the Eagles if I was the Cowboys, but they did get draft capital, and I think the Cowboys got the guy that they like with Parsons, and the Eagles get Devontae Smith. What do you think about Devontae Smith and the Eagles? Make them better, buying in, like it, hate it. What's your deal?
I didn't look at Philly and say their number one need is skill position talent on the outside, you know.
No, but they missed out on Surtain and they missed out on Horn, right? I think that could have been better for them, but they weren't there.
Sure. Well, that's kind of why Dallas traded down, I think. Dallas takes one of those two if they're available there. You know, so I don't mind the Cowboys move. I don't think either team is appreciably better in any way, shape, or form. And then Philly continues to be very cavalier with future draft picks. Although, you know, you can make an argument that if Jalen Hurts is good, he's got himself a pretty good weapon there. You know, I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about the Eagles.
Their win total, though, is only 6.5. Which is surprising to me. 17 games, 7-10. I don't know. What about this new coach, though? Seems kind of like a goofball, to be honest, Teddy.
Yeah, look, Washington's better than they were last year. The Giants are better than they were last year. Dallas is going to be better than they were last year.
Yeah.
So as a division, I'm not thrilled about betting these teams over. And they're, you know, I know he's not a rookie, but they'll be starting a rookie. Is, you know, a first-year starter at QB, which means growing pains.
Touch up the Bears. Wow, the Bears. Justin Fields. Whoa, what'd you think of that, Teddy?
So, there are a handful of, you know, it's the Jets, it's the Lions, it's the Bears. How much did the Bears, how much did they invest in the quarterback position this offseason for a team that has, I mean, they have, it's another team that holes everywhere. It's not like, oh, you're happy with their offensive line, or you're happy with their defensive line, or you're happy with their secondary, or you're happy with their wide receivers, you know, and but they just invested a whole lot of capital at the quarterback position. If you're going to make this move, explain to me Andy Dalton, because I can't. I can't. And
they live on a day-by-day plan, clearly. Clearly, Pace and Nagy are on a day-by-day like type of feelings, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Bears are lucky that the Lions are in the same division. Bad draft choice.
I'm going to disagree, though. I think they need to get a quarterback. It's too bad they screwed up with Trubisky and they keep trading. Now, this is what they gave up. So they went from 20. The Bears were drafting 20th. So they trade with the Giants. It's funny. Gettleman had never traded before. And everyone was always on Gettleman. How come you never trade? He goes, I've never got a good offer. So Gettleman gets an offer he likes, and I can't argue this. So the Giants go from 11 to 20. The Bears go from 20 to 11. They take Justin Fields. They give up a fifth-round pick this year as well as the Bears' first and fourth rounders next year. So the Giants get the 20th pick, the Bears' first rounder next year, and a fourth rounder next year. And hard, like, not a bad move by the Giants, stockpiling picks, getting the Bears' first round pick next year. Nice work by Gettleman, Teddy.
Yeah, this time.
And of course the Bears, but then he takes the wide receiver
the
after.
First rounder next year will be top 10.
Then Gettleman's really going to look like a genius. More with Teddy on the other side. Bring it.
Coming to you 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
With the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Our fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
Yay! We thought so.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Dear God, we always say it's the quickest 180 minutes. In sports talk radio tonight, no exception. The first hour has just flown by. A couple of more minutes with Teddy, and we're going to miss him. Actually, I'm enjoying breaking down the draft with him right now. So, Teddy, any final thoughts about the savings? So you don't like this. I will agree, though. If we get into the contract type of stuff, so you sign, and get this, the Bills, so you give $10 million in Chicago to Andy Dalton. The Bills got Mitch Trubisky for $2.5 million to be the backup.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, perfect deal. Trubisky's a good backup. So it's like perfect buying the same type of quarterback as Allen. Don't have to change the offense or anything either. So they do that. And now Justin Fields is already better than Dalton. So it's not like Bear fans are going to have any patience if they're 0-2 even. And they're going to be like, get Dalton off the field, man. You got to get Fields in here. And then you're paying Dalton $10 million a year to hold a clipboard, essentially. That's what it's going to come down to, Teddy.
Dalton will be booed before halftime on opening day.
Might in the preseason, actually. We want Fields. Sure, we want Fields.
They're playing on opening day.
You know. Hey, what about Najee Harris Dalton to Pittsburgh? Did you like that? Najee Harris, Pittsburgh?
So it's okay. But again, look at the first round running backs, dude. They're not worth the draft capital you pay on them.
So it sounds
we
like
have
Teddy.
To talk about Alex Leatherwood, though. Of all the guys,
oh, yeah,
to
too high?
About, Alex Leatherwood.
Too high?
On the heels of Cleland Farrell. Remember the other second rounder that they
used to don't worry. He plays at Clemson or Alabama. Yeah, they only draft Clemson or Alabama. They're guys.
It's insane. That to me was like the movie Draft Day. Okay, where the guy's like, well, he's going to drop to 15, so why don't I pick up number one? Because I like the kid.
Great stuff, Teddy. Wager talk. Thank you, Teddy.
Cheers.
Sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
Information you can take
to the bank.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.